Some years ago, in fact, it was the August through November issue of 1999 by the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Back then, they were calling the magazine Ions. Now it's referred to as Shift. Well, this is an article on distant healing by Elizabeth Targ. And I was delighted to read of the possibilities of putting our intuition to use to help others. Elizabeth Targ reported that in places like National Institutes of Health, they found that there are over 150 studies done, considered to be of a scientific nature, credible, on the topic of prayer healing, absent healing, what we call programming at a distance, or as Jose would call it, subjective communication to help family, friends, loved ones. And in these 150 studies, better than two-thirds of them were statistically significant that something was happening beyond our comprehension. Very promising things happening. Somehow, some way, even at a distance, hundreds of miles, thousands of miles away, it appears to be that when we have a clear intention to focus in a loving, compassionate way on a fellow human being who perhaps needs some help, something transpires. Something is communicated, much like we can send a radio signal from one part of the community to another, much like we can with satellites now, pick up broadcasts on the opposite end of the earth and watch the news of what's happening while it's happening. Somehow, some way, and again, I'll make no claims, something beyond our comprehension that's very, very encouraging is happening. So call it distant healing, call it prayer healing, call it faith healing. It's what this whole realm of medical intuition is about. In fact, Jose Silva actually worked as a faith healer, and part of his research was looking to see if he could duplicate some of the results that he was able to achieve. And again, he practiced first with the children, Isabel. And I guess you might say that, if you want to be technical, Isabel was perhaps one of the first medical intuitives. Here she was as a young girl between the ages of 8 and 12 in those early experiments, having no medical background, no understanding of medicine, illness, disease. And yet, she would enter her level. And Jose would ask her to imagine on her mental screen the image of somebody she never met before in her life. And he would ask her a series of questions. And interestingly enough, she would come up with verifiable, concrete, tangible information. No way she could have known this. Jose knew this is his daughter. She had no prior knowledge whatsoever. And yet the fact remains that she was getting information, attuning somehow beyond her five senses. Well, I'd like to explore with you now the implications of this, and more importantly, some possible applications. Because, you know, we're surrounded by a lot of people these days who are psychic, and there are even more and more movies depicting psychics in action. And it's interesting to note how sometimes it becomes kind of an ego game. Look how good I am. Look how psychic I am. And I mean no disrespect. However, being the pragmatist that I am, and I learned this from Jose, big deal. What's really a big deal, in my opinion, is when we can use that information to solve problems, increase our awareness, expand our consciousness, somehow, some way, improve the conditions on the planet. And this is what I'd like you to consider now as we explore this dimension and as we get ready to move into the final phases of this training together. Because by now you've been practicing with the mental projection exercises. You've had some experience with psychometry. You in your own life have had experience with intuition. And you want to begin to evaluate, is it a feeling for you? Is it a visual pattern? Are you hearing as if to hear voices, like an auditory message? What seems to be, for you, the dominant sense, the dominant communication channel for you? This is what you want to focus on, because these are your points of reference. If you did work with the psychometry, if you can remember a time when you were on the money, intuitively speaking, that's an important point of reference. Because after you gather enough of these, it becomes a resource state. evidence that you know what you know based on real, actual, concrete experiences in your life. And you begin to notice a pattern. And this pattern begins to repeat itself. Because let's face it, when it comes to intuition, we're in a subjective realm. And it's not always easy to interpret it. So at best, what we can do is compare the new experiences, the new insight, to prior experiences, prior insights, when we were accurate, when we were not. And yes, indeed, you do begin to notice some distinctions. You will begin to notice and discern some common denominators that we can learn from. So as we move into this human body and mind kingdom mental projection exercise, I'd like you to keep that in mind and reflect on that. In fact, more importantly, think of some people you care about. Think of some people perhaps you work with, people you live with. Have you ever felt like, God, I wish I could do something? Have you ever felt like your hands were tied and you didn't know what to do, where to begin? And you feel concerned for someone's well-being or their health, noticing how it's declining, or perhaps they've been giving a horrible prognosis? Now, there's something you can do. I know this is perhaps a bit controversial, maybe a bit out there, and I know, in fact, that some neuroscientists would even question the efficacy of this research. Well, all I can tell you is for 38 plus years, having been involved, I have just had too many experiences with my own family, with people I care about. I've worked with perhaps a couple hundred thousand people. I train instructors all over the world. I have contact with hundreds or more instructors, and they in turn with their grads. We compare notes. We get excited and inspired by the stories we hear from you, our students. And there are countless examples where you just scratch your head and say, was this our programming? And all I can say, my friends, is it's happening so often that I'm convinced somehow, some way, we do make a difference and we can help. We're not stuck. There are possibilities.